We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chris Hoch in with us for the entire 11 o'clock hour, which, of course, is our treat. We've been talking about this. We've been writing about this. Jerry Dulac wrote about it. PostGazette.com today, that the Steelers offense has become pass, pass, and pass some more. They led for most of that game on Sunday. They led by 14 for all of, at least 14 for all of the second half, yet they kept throwing and throwing. Traditionally, Chris, that would be a time where no matter what the defense was doing, the Steelers would run. And as Dulac points out, in wins against Tennessee and Cincinnati this year, the Steelers never trailed at any point. And yet Ben attempted 49 and 46 passes. So Ben is asked about this yesterday, about all the passing, about whether they need to run a little more. He said this: I don't think it really matters how many times we run or throw the ball as long as we win. We can beat the dead horse on RPOs, he was talking about. We can beat the dead horse on that, and short passes are the same as runs. And, quote, we need to run the ball X amount of times. No, we don't, Ben said. We need to win the football game. That's what we've been doing. And he added, perhaps as a little shot at everybody, maybe we'll throw it 70 times this week. Who knows? What do you make of all of this, namely his comment?
Well, let me go on. Like I said before, I'm an old school guy. I think in order to win championships, you got to run the football. And there are some cases, we talked about this last week, where teams win Super Bowls without running the football and being a heavy passing team. And this may be the case this year for the Pittsburgh Steelers, but let me talk. I mean, over the last five weeks, the Steelers have passed the ball 215 times and run the ball 106 times at a 2-to-1 ratio pass to run. And now when I look at the film, Joe, here's what I see. I see teams stacking the box, right? And you look at it, and they aren't winning the battles at times, right? They're struggling at the edge. They are struggling to win. Tight ends on defensive ends, tight ends on outside linebackers are not winning those battles. You're also seeing at times when they're trying to get James Conner outside, they're not winning on the edge with I saw a couple plays this last game where receivers come down to crack or block down on a safety or block down on a corner, and they miss those blocks. And teams are rallying to the ball. And so what Ben's saying is, listen, if they're going to load the box and I see DBs coming up to play tight in the line of scrimmage, I'm going to RPO, run pass option. I'm going to check out of it. I'm going to throw a quick pass out to Chase Claypool. I'm going to throw a quick pass out to Deontay or Juju, and I'm going to let my playmakers make plays with the ball in their hands. And those are just as good as runs, are better than runs, in my opinion. So that's the mentality right now, because they haven't had a lot of success in running the football over the last 5 weeks. And primarily it's because I believe in order to run the ball effectively, you've got to run the ball and be consistent and insistent on running it.
Chris, is this something that catches up to them eventually if they don't do it better?
I believe it could. But like I said, you know, there are exceptions, Cook. You know, there are years when teams can make it through and just are able to execute well enough to win playoff games and win Super Bowls. But if you look at it largely over the span of the NFL over the years, it's tough. It's tough to without being able to run the football, and I think they need to get better. You're going to get against a team that in the playoffs, I believe, is going to be able to spread out and cover. And if you look at it, too, if I can make one more point, Cookie, is you look at it, and Ben is the best quarterback in the NFL in empty, meaning that he spreads everybody out, whether they have a back on the field or not, but there's no receiver in sidecar, no back on sidecar, right next to him, no back behind. He has more touchdown passes than anybody in the NFL. And what that shows me is they have more talent than everybody else. They have so much talent that people can't cover them one-on-one. Quick slants, double moves, anything. Guys are getting open, and so it's making it easier for them to throw the football.
Well, that begs a question, because we're saying on one hand that somebody's going to be able to stop them. My question in the AFC, when he lines up in those sets with Juju and Deontay and Chase Claypool and James Washington and Eric Ebron basically functioning as a receiver, which team might that be, Chris? Because I don't see Kansas City doing it. I watched Derek Carr light them up like a Christmas tree the other day. Who in the AFC can stop that?
A healthy Baltimore Ravens. I think they have the guys that can line up and play. You know, and let's couple it with this. You know, you also have the Kansas City Chiefs, who might be able to kind of score them. Won't be able to stop them, but they might be able to score them, even though the Steelers have the advantage over the Chiefs defense in terms of one-on-one there. And so they might be able to slow down the Chiefs more than the Chiefs defense can slow down the Steelers offense. But I just think right now there's very few that can hang with them right now, and that's to the Steelers' advantage.
Chris, we were talking about this. We've been talking about this. We both feel like the Steelers still haven't played their best football yet, despite being, you know, the perfect record. Would you agree? Do you still see areas they can get better at? Obviously, maybe in the run game, but where else do you think, if you do think, they can still get better?
Well, I think a couple things. First of all, you can't start fast against a good team. You can't start slow against a good team. Excuse me. You have to be able to start fast. And you know, they've gotten off to some slow starts, and they've been playing against four teams, and so they've been able to blow those teams out, and those teams aren't pulling away from them in the first half. And it seems that the better team, the Steelers, really pulls away and late in the second quarter and in third and fourth quarters. And so I think they need to get better and starting fast. I think also they need to be a little better. At times they are susceptible to giving up the big play on defense. And if they're not getting pressure on the quarterback on every single play, this defensive backfield for the Steelers has shown that they can give up that big play, and they can give up receptions to the opponent. So I think that's another area that you have to be concerned with, that if a team's able to protect, that they could be open to some big plays.
Chris Hoke on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. I hope I asked this question clearly. I think we've talked about this in various forms before, and I don't know that I've ever gotten a question right, so let me try again. It's about this offensive line and its ability to lead a power run game, if anybody is still interested in that. And here's my question. Do you reach a point, because we've seen Ben's command of this offense, the keys that they've given Ben to the offense, lead to more and more and more passes. We just talked about it. So does a line become so conditioned to that, to empty sets and quick passes and a passing game overall, that they simply don't work at the run game enough, that they simply don't carry that mentality enough to where it's reasonable for anyone to expect that they can suddenly go into that mode? Chris?
I mean, I think there's something to that, right? I mean, in order to run, I said this a minute ago, in order to run the football effectively, you got to run the football. It's got to be a mentality. You got to get after people. The Baltimore Ravens, the reason why they got after the Steelers last game and ran for 265 yards is because that's their mentality. We're going to pound you with the football. The Steelers don't have that mentality right now, right? 2-1 throwing the football, to running the football. And so you look at it, they're not trying to maul you, right? It's not like they're not giving effort. It's just you look at it right now, and they're not coming out. They're saying, we're going to line up, and we're going to kick your butt. That's not the mentality. What they're doing is they're just running the ball to keep you honest. And if you look at it, they're not stealing people's grass, meaning they're not knocking people back. At best, what they're doing is just holding the line of scrimmage. And there's a lot of times in this last game, you know, people are saying, well, listen, James Conner ran for 6.8 yards a carry. You know, in this last game, it's the Jaguars. Well, it wasn't a lot of times it wasn't because of the blocking up front. He put together some superhuman efforts in some of those runs when he, you know, changed direction on the field, stiff arm, running over people, you know, making people miss. I mean, he ran the ball hard, and I think he ran a little teed off in this game for one reason or another. But I don't think it was because of the blocking. They're just not making an emphasis of running the football, and that's why you're not seeing this dominant type of style that we're used to seeing from the Steelers.
Yet, by the same token, Chris, they're doing a fabulous job protecting Ben, though, aren't they?
Oh, I'll tell you what. I mean, Ben gets hit. You know, every quarterback's going to get hit from time to time because they're going to bring more guys than you can block. But this offensive line is protecting Ben. They haven't given him a sack in three games. A lot of times he's standing in the pocket. He's able to step up in a clean pocket and deliver the ball. I tell you, you can't say enough. I mean, I know we're talking about the blocking in the run game, but in the pass game, you got to give them all the credit in the world. They are keeping Ben clean for the majority, almost all the game, but a play here and there.
Well, that leads to a question. We had a good conversation the other day, myself and Bob and Ron, about whether the next left tackle is on this team. I think we all agree that Al's been very, very good this season. But what if they can't afford him? What if he just isn't here next year? His contract is up. Is the next left tackle already on this roster, do you think, Hokie?
Well, listen, they really liked Zach Banner, who got hurt, right? In the first couple games of the season. If it wasn't the first game of the season, I'm trying to remember. And then you have Chooks, who's been playing well this year. I think Chooks is playing really, really well and proven himself to be a guy that they can play in that position for a lot of years to come. And they're both young. So is the question to me, is there a left tackle on the roster? Sure there is. Zach Banner could slide over there and play and leave Chooks at right or vice versa. So, yes. And so what it does, it gives the Steelers some flexibility when it comes to negotiations with Al Villanueva, because now they can say, listen, we aren't desperate for a left tackle. We'd love to have you, Al, but here's our number. And if that's not good enough for you, go test the market, because they feel they got two tackles and they can fill with backups and get some depth through the draft, or maybe sign a free agent here or there.
Joe, I think we got a break, but when we come back, I want to ask Hokie a question about just a severe lack of respect, if you don't mind.
Cookin' Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.